We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Michael Sweeney. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. Fighting Illini basketball player Imani Hansberry has entered the transfer portal. Hansberry missed half of last season due to injury issues, frequently suffering from back spasms. He averaged 7.5 minutes, 2.4 points, and 2.1 rebounds a game. Hansberry joins Hawkins, Damask, Shannon, and Danger in departing Illinois either from the transfer portal or graduation. As of Tuesday, Illinois still had 4 scholarship spots for its men's basketball team. Coach Brad Underwood will likely seek to replace the 6'8" Hansberry with another tall forward. Now that spring is in full swing, bipartisan majority on Thursday in the Illinois State Senate approved the first significant change to Illinois' Biometric Information Privacy Act since its passing in 2008. The legislation passed in a 46-13 vote. When BIPA became a law 15 years ago, it was meant to guard against technologies that were then mostly fictional. But as companies become more advanced with developments such as fingerprint and facial scans, it's led to a need for change. The legislation changes BIPA's accrual so that each collection of fingerprint or facial scan would amount to one violation rather than a violation occurring with each scan. Since employees may scan their fingerprints dozens of times per shift, this aims to protect businesses in the long run. Now that spring is in full swing, the annual cicada invasion is almost upon Illinois residents, and bug experts have crafted maps to keep residents up to date on their arrival. These specific broods emerge every 13 or 17 years when the soil reaches a temperature of 64 degrees. The overlap of these emergences in Illinois hasn't happened in 221 years. The 13-year brood will be the one closest to campus. The bugs are expected to arrive sometime in mid-May to June, depending on the location and its specific temperature. For more information and the maps themselves, you can visit CBS Chicago's official website. Timothy Killeen, the president of the University of Illinois system, proposed a 12% increase in funding from the state on Wednesday. The increase was originally approved in the fall, but the governor proposed a 2% increase in funding instead. Nonetheless, Killeen believes that a budget increase is what the university needs and deserves. Senator Chapin Rose made a comparison between UIUC and UIC, acknowledging that more money is being spent on students at UIC. Rose proposed that to promote justice for students in Urbana, the possibility of tuition costs being decreased should be considered. In acknowledgement of the matter, Killeen believes more conversations should happen moving forward. U of I opened an outdoor fitness center for students and locals alike. The center is located at the corner of Oak and Gregory, close to existing basketball and tennis courts. The idea originated during the COVID pandemic, when health issues came to the forefront. A $50,000 grant from the Blue Cross Blue Shield helped pay for construction costs. University officials hope the center will expand workout access and lessen overcrowding at campus gyms. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Peter Dara, Nicholas Rocho, Emily Huffman, and Suzette Murillo. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt. And our news director is me, Michael Sweeney. For WPGU News, I'm Michael Sweeney.